Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we told you yesterday how in Las Vegas, Nevada, there was a teenager who was beaten to death. He had actually become comatose, had severe head injuries from a beating from multiple other, who we are assuming were classmates. He ends up dying at a local hospital, and the suspects were still at large, but as of yesterday, apparently a few of them have been arrested and on charges of killing one of their classmates. This happened near Rancho High School. We're hearing that the ages of the kids range anywhere from 13 to 17. A 13-year-old on murder charges. I'm still blown away that kids will kill other kids. As we talked about yesterday, yeah, bullying has changed. It has really, really changed. And it's getting deadly. So 8 suspects are right now in custody, are charged with murder in connection with Lewis's death, and the boys range anywhere from 13 to 17 years old. Now, what did the fight, what started it? Well, we're being told it had to do with, I think, somebody's AirPods. The fight was over stolen wireless headphones and possibly a vape pen, being reported by local news. And these were allegedly taken from friends of the victim. All parties involved agreed to meet in the alley to fight. But one punch was thrown, and then the child got swarmed. And when you see something like this, you're just blown away. I mean, I've been in school fights. We've seen school fights. But growing up, it was nothing like this. And here we are now in this day and age where you could be sending your kid to school and they could be killed. And this is, I do have the GoFundMe page for the child, the teenager. I cannot even imagine what the family is going through. And I will repost that. We are taking for granted how we're raising our kids these days. And we think other kids are being raised like, you know, we were. Not that I would suggest the beatings or anything else, right? You know, we don't want to bring back corporal punishment. But you know, that you look at what these kids did, allegedly, and how people could just jump in, and when somebody tried to help, they turn around in the video and go after the person trying to help them. And you're like, what are they being taught in the home? Are these kids seeing violence? Are they seeing mom or dad beat up on each other? Is there not a parent in the home? My parents told me that if I ever was involved in a fight, I'd get a whooping. Even if I won the fight, even if I didn't start the fight, I would get the biggest whooping of my life if I got involved in any fight. So I was scared to. I was more scared of my parents than I was of these kids. Now, I don't want kids to be raised that way where they fear their parents, but there's got to be a happy medium. Because, you know, I feared my parents so much that I didn't do drugs. I didn't have sex. Now, I'm sure a lot of my classmates are like, whew, thank you, Dahlia's parents, for that one. But, I was so afraid of missing class, of being tardy, not because of school, but because of my parents, that I didn't do those things. And I'm not saying we need to raise our kids the way I was raised. By all means, no. But for children to have no supervision, teenagers, no supervision, shouldn't they be working at a job? Shouldn't they be doing homework? Shouldn't they be in sports? But instead, they have time to go into an alley and beat somebody up over AirPods and a vape pen. Where are the parents? What should we be doing to stop this rise in teen murders? If you Google teen kills or teen murders or teen murder suspect, it just goes on and on and on. Why do we in 2023 have children killing other children? Some of them, their own spouses. Some kids are killing their parents. What are we feeding these kids? What are these kids getting exposed to? How do you raise a child 13 to 17 years of age and not notice murderous intent? Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, in their defense, all they were doing was kicking him. So they didn't think the kicks would cause irreversible brain damage. Again, where's the hell the parent? Where are the parents? I was not allowed to kick my brothers or my sister. I was not allowed to kick. See, I couldn't punch as a kid, but I could kick. My parents told me if I kicked any one of them, I'd get kicked. And it was already known to me at a very early age that a kick could kill. So don't be doing that. The GoFundMe page has now gotten up to $106,000. It was started by Jonathan Lewis Sr., who is Jonathan Lewis, the boy who was killed was Jonathan Lewis Jr., and they had started it for, he was in the ICU and for medical support, and in the last day, it's raised at least $25,000, and we'll continue to post it. But if we are going to stop kids from killing and crime, we have to start at the family level. And it doesn't have to be a nuclear family. I get a lot of families don't have nuclear families. I get a lot of parents have multiple kids and multiple families that they are, their focus is split. But whoever is raising that child needs to instill in them, one, ethics, two, right versus wrong. And the second you pick up that that child has malicious or murderous intent, you have got to get them treated and get the authorities involved who can help them before they kill another kid. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we've been talking about how we are anticipating a shortage of medications again this year, and what has might have added to some of that shortage is the new FDA advice and guidance on phenylephrine. And this is something that we've explained and talked about on the show, but it is bringing up a lot of questions on what is the best way to prepare for cold and flu season, and what are some of the most effective cold remedies. So joining us next is Dr. Nazlie Latefi, co-founder and chief scientific officer at Applied Biological Laboratories. Dr. Latefi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Well, we really do appreciate you coming on. Here we are, cold, flu season, COVID season, RSV season. Talk to us about some of the best things we could do to protect ourselves.
Okay, yeah. So thanks a lot for that question. And first, I'd just like to point out that sometimes a shortage can be a good thing. Many of these things like phenylephrine have been on the market for a long time, but new science has proven that they actually don't work. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, we can get into the nitty gritty about why and, how we can really do things that actually do help us.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. So talk to us. What are you recommending in terms of prevention of cold and flu and how to treat?
Yeah, so in terms of cold and flu and how to treat, I highly recommend arming your immune system and keeping yourself generally healthy, because it's like, you don't want to have your body fight multiple battles at the same time. So if you have inflammation somewhere else, fortunately, a lot of people with diabetes or other chronic conditions, they have to fight many battles at once, so they might be more prone to getting respiratory disease. But in general, for everyone, it's best to boost your immune system, and you really do that by making sure you have a lot of the building blocks that your body needs to fight infections. So those are, amino acids, high-quality proteins, having enough vitamin D, getting outside, getting fresh air, getting sunlight. And if you can't get enough vitamin D from sunlight, then making sure you have vitamin D sources from food, which are a lot of animal fats and cheeses. Fat is not bad. It actually contains a lot of nutrition, as long as you have the healthy ones. Mm-hmm. And avoid omega-6 fatty acids, which are found in unhealthy seed oils. Try to have as much omega-3 fatty acids, which are found in fish and supplements as well, and they balance out the omega-6 fatty acids. Those are the number one few dietary guidelines that I would recommend.
That's wonderful. So I have avoided phenylephrine for a long time. We learned early on, I don't think I've used it since 2002, to be honest, for patients, that it wasn't effective. And so, it took the FDA a little while. Talk to us about what happened with the FDA Advisory Committee this year.
Yeah, okay. So the FDA Advisory Committee started scratching the surface, which is a good thing, but I don't think they went far enough. And since you're a medical professional, I'll go into more detail about that. So the FDA, the panel was mostly focused on phenylephrine doesn't work because it's not bioavailable. So it doesn't get past the gut into the system to actually do what it's supposed to do. That is part of the story. But that's not the whole story. Mm-hmm. Then they went on to say, and now they're recommending that people take pseudoephedrine instead because that's more bioavailable, or take a nasal spray that has phenylephrine. Well, the science is not there in supporting that, and unfortunately the FDA hasn't caught up with the science. Those don't work either. And taking phenylephrine as a nasal spray is going to cause you to have a lot of other issues. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's going to be bioavailable. The phenylephrine is going to work. And what phenylephrine does when it works is constrict your blood vessels. But that doesn't do anything to help with the inflammation that's actually causing the respiratory symptoms. And not only that, you can end up with high blood pressure. I was mm-hmm. talking to somebody earlier today, another host of another show, who said that he ended up in the ER because he took Sudafed, and he ended mm-hmm. up with a blood pressure of 200 over 100, and he fainted. Mm-hmm. And the doctor told him never to take it again.
Exactly.
So,
plus the rebound.
It acts on his blood vessels.
Yeah, we're trying to get people off nasal sprays because of the rebound vasodilation and symptoms. And so I'm kind of surprised. I agree with you. They didn't go far enough. People ask, well, it should have never been approved to begin with. The FDA, when they approve medications, they're approving medications in terms of did the science show there was efficacy and safety at the time. But the FDA always needs to review some of their old practices. predecessor's work and see if it's still valid and if it you know what happened post clinical three trials. And so I'm glad it is a good move finally. It's just I was surprised it took this long.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that is exactly right. You seem to be very, very well informed about this topic, and it's great, great speaking with you. That's exactly right. Why it's taken this long, I have no idea. I mean, it's just bureaucracy like anything else in the government. It's slow.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know why it's taken so long. But you're right. And these ingredients were approved in the 1950s. Well, they weren't approved in the 1950s. They had been on the market since the 1950s. And if you mm-hmm. think back, what was the world like in the 1950s? We were just coming out of World War II. People thought that chemicals were amazing because they saved us from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they caused a lot of destruction as well, you know, with the bomb and such. But they also, you know, it was a booming industry. We could make more food faster. We can make a lot of feed a lot of people faster, mm-hmm. cheaper. Mm-hmm. Now we know that those foods are not really good for us. Industrialized food is not good.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, they thought it was because, you know, we were coming out of a war. We had ration. Everything was rationed. Now we have abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time that we were in when these yep. a lot of these products like phenylephrine and the other ones were mm-hmm. developed.
So true.
And then you fast forward to 1972 when the FDA decided to step in and said, okay, all these things are on the market. Let's make a codified law regarding them. So they developed the monograph system, which was a recipe book. Science still wasn't advanced at that time. But now we have science that we can actually see that these things don't work. So you're right that we should catch up.
Of course. We're speaking to Dr. Nazlie Latefi, co-founder and chief scientific officer at Applied Biological Laboratories. So talk to us about what you're recommending.
Yeah, so what we're recommending is to use something that really works with your body to help it heal itself and that actually fortifies your respiratory lining. And we find that after 10 years of research and not finding anything else that works this way, we developed BioVanta, and BioVanta is sold as a dietary supplement, which is a throat spray and a lozenge that boosts, scientifically and clinically proven to boost your immunity at your respiratory lining. And we also have another product that is an over-the-counter drug that has aspirin. Why we use aspirin as opposed to acetaminophen is that aspirin or ibuprofen is that aspirin is not only a pain reliever, but it's mm-hmm. the only one that's anti-inflammatory in the specific way, the specific pathway that's needed for the cold and flu and respiratory inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So aspirin is the only, ibuprofen is also anti-inflammatory, but aspirin works specifically with the biochemical pathway of inflammation for respiratory symptoms.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can my listeners find out more information?
So I would direct listeners to our website. That's a good gateway. We have a lot of good links to PubMed and other scientific sites that they can go to from there. It's biovanta.com, BIOVANTA.com. Or if you really want to go into the nitty-gritty, then I would research mucosal immunity, and that can tell you about the science behind what we're doing. The NIH has a lot of good resources on that.
Mm-hmm. And my listeners are pretty well versed on how, you know, I would prefer people take something that directly helps the respiratory system than, you know, you have to wait for it to digest through your, you know, the gut. Dr. Latefi, we're out of time. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really enjoyed this.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Make me feel
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route to San Francisco, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirmed what Israeli officials have been saying about Hamas and the function of certain hospitals in Gaza, saying there's confirmation that the groups have been using the tunnels underneath the hospital to hold hostages. The House has approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown. Yesterday, they voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. President Joe Biden hopes to walk away from a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today, having put the U.S.-China relationship on better terms. Meanwhile, the U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the vaccines I told you about that I was the most excited when it came to COVID was what Novavax was working on. This was early on. And as opposed to the mRNA technology that we saw with Pfizer and Moderna, I loved the mechanism of action that Novavax was developing. And we do have the Novavax vaccine available now. And joining us next to talk about this, which I'm really, really excited about, is Dr. Chijoka Bennett, Senior Director, Clinical Development of Novavax, to talk to us about the Novavax vaccine. Hi, Doctor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Well, we really, really do appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this. So we have another vaccine. Talk to us about the Novavax vaccine.
So it's one of the offerings available this fall. It's a protein-based vaccine. It's more traditional, like you mentioned. It's been used in different vaccines, the shingles vaccine being one of them. It essentially takes the length, the full length spike protein from a virus particle and presents it to your immune system, allowing your immune system to sort of get primed and ready. So if you do encounter the virus itself, your body will recognize the proteins and then go ahead and fight the virus and keep you protected from severe disease, from potentially being hospitalized, and death as well.
Exactly. And talk to us about how the clinical trials, what sort of efficacy it demonstrated.
So in our phase three studies, we had efficacy, which is our pivotal study in the U.S. and in Mexico. We had efficacy around the mid-90s. And what that means, for those who don't understand what the word efficacy means, it means the chance of this vaccine protected against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. So what it means is if I took 100 people and gave them our vaccine, about 94-95% of them will be spared from those really dire outcomes because they got the vaccine.
Exactly. And the side effect profile, different from the mRNA vaccines. Are we seeing any of the myocarditis side effects?
No, we have not seen that. But obviously everyone is really, you know, antennas off because this is really a big deal for us. The United States always can come down to a risk-benefit ratio. And I really must make this comment for those who are aware of this. One of the things a virus will do in its own path of disease is actually cause myopericarditis. So it's important to make this point. Even though the vaccine might be the responsible party, it's really hard to tell that apart from the virus itself causing the disease. And so we need to be clear about that. But I can tell you this. In Novavax, we have put in place in our clinical program a method to see and to adjudicate and to talk about those potential issues, especially since this happens in young teen boys. And that's a population we deeply care about. Want to make sure that everyone sees the benefit, even in the face of some risk, that it's always going to boil down to a risk-benefit profile.
Exactly. Dr. Bennett, you are Senior Director, Clinical Development of Novavax. We really are grateful for all the great work you've done. You know, to come up with a vaccine, you know, such as this and with a rapidly changing virus, your work is never done, right? Do you notice that you guys are going to have to update the vaccine, or because it is a protein derivative and many of the proteins are pretty consistent in the variants, it's going to be, you won't have to update it as often?
So that's a really great question. So let me sort of step back a bit and talk about what our vaccine is able to do. Because we have this full-length protein that's full that we have conserved epitopes. And you sort of make that point in terms of what we're able to prevent the immune system. Some of even though things are changing with variants involved and new and emerging strains coming up, some of that is conserved and our vaccine is able to present that. Having said that, though, we've realized that this vaccine virus is drifting quite significantly in terms of the receptor binding domains, which is really where the vaccine's target to get the work done. At this point, there's this significant drift. So even though we have conserved epitopes, we find ourselves needing to update the antigen of concern every now and then just to make sure that we are more contemporaneous in our offerings, and that's one angle. But also from a health policy angle, it's important for consistency that the CDC and other health policy-making bodies are able to present one uniform approach to reduce the risk of confusion. So you would always see that we will have to travel in the same lane, at least for now, with unfolding situation, how all this plays out in the future.
Being patient. That's easier said than done, but you're right.
I know.
It's so true.
I know.
Now, Dr. Bennett, when people have asked me when they get to choose, how do they get to choose, what are you recommending individuals who are now, you know, getting boosted or getting vaccinated? How do they bring the topic up, or where can they find the vaccine?
Oh, great question. Go talk to your healthcare providers, people who actually know the story of your health, get a picture of your unique situation. These people are well able to have a conversation with you, talk about what choices are best suited to your situation, talk about maybe perhaps you had COVID, the disease itself, a couple of months ago, a couple of weeks ago. They can tell you, hey, do you soon get a vaccine? You can have a conversation with them at that point. And especially for people who are 65 and older, who have a chronic condition or immunocompromised, you really want to go talk to somebody who understands your picture, their health situation, and can provide you with some counsel and some guidance on what happens for you next. And there's all great resources online. You can try ChooseToProtect.com and also Vaccines.gov to get you some updated information on what's available and where you can actually get the vaccine close to where you live.
Now, are the vaccines still free of charge, or are you noticing that as we move into 2024, and supply is changing, and in terms of government coverage, there will be out-of-pocket costs?
So I'm unable to speculate on that. My job is to make a great vaccine and get you a vaccine in your arm. I think that's going to be a conversation for your healthcare providers and the reimbursement pathways.
Love it. That's good. Nope, that's fair. So great. So, in closing, we have another vaccine that has fantastic efficacy, good safety profiles. Do you anticipate this is going to be offered now and recommended with the same robustness that the Pfizer and the Moderna have?
I would expect nothing less. I mean, the whole aim is to save lives and give people a choice when doing so. I know part of the reluctance with the mRNA vaccines has been this notion of it's brand new technology. Mm-hmm. And so whatever gives people the peace of mind, you know, it's interesting you ask that question because we had done this poll with the Health Initiative and our company Novavax partnered with them. And we polled about 1,005 people, and 81% of them said that they wanted to have the sense of peace of mind about the holidays. And I think part of that requires the people have a chance to make a choice. So I would expect that the health policy governing bodies will have the same, a fair and equal amount of push for whatever option they have. We need to get people vaccinated. But I was just telling my colleagues who work that the data from this morning says only 7% of U.S. adults have gotten their vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, we have to do better.
Dr. Bennett, we are so grateful for all the great work. One more time, give how can our listeners find out more information?
Again, check out ChooseProtect.com, and also Vaccines.gov as well.
Love it. Dr. Bennett, can't wait to have you back. Thank you and Novavax for all you do, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I tell you, this was one of the vaccines I was really, really excited about. And, you know, for those individuals that, you know, didn't feel like they did well with the Pfizer and Moderna, or feel they didn't have the protection they needed, you know, definitely talk to your doctor about your options. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the most rapidly growing and expanding fields in medicine is more precision medicine that looks at our genetics and helps us decide what would be the best treatment, what would be the best screening protocol. And many people feel that we're still lacking in that because there's been such a focus on our physical health. What about our mental health? Well, there is focus on our mental health. And Elizabeth Johnson, RN, APRN, PMHC, is here to talk to us today about GeneSight and how we could make informed decisions that can help support our mental health. Elizabeth Johnson, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Well, we are really, really appreciative of all you've done and perfect timing, you know, especially with, you know, everything going on with the holidays. And so, yeah, talk to us about, you know, what you're seeing in terms of mental health this time of year.
It's safe to say that stress is not isolated to the ho-ho-ho season.
Right.
But for many people, it's simply gasoline on the fire of their already existing financial stressors and other stress. But, you know, this time of year, unique things that significantly can amplify symptoms of anxiety and depression is, you know, we just had the time change a couple weeks ago. So our nights are very long, and that can translate, you know, emotionally as well in terms of amplifying symptoms. It's also a season that is marked by celebration with food and indulgences and drinking. And for that person that's really striving to watch their weight or live a healthier lifestyle or manage their diabetes or work on their sobriety from drinking, it can be extremely isolating. You're very much the outlier if you want to live a life of moderation in this time of year, for sure.
It's so true. And because, you know, TV and movies and media, they make it look like this is the happiest time of year, those who are suffering are afraid to speak out. And how I see it as a doctor is I think a lot of people feel the stress, the, you know, pressure with the in-laws, the travel, and, you know, nobody wants to talk about it because they think they're the only one feeling that way.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, struggles with anxiety and depression is actually much more a common bond with people and that people have, then it certainly is an isolating event that people don't understand. You're absolutely right. It is very much our own local day-to-day epidemic. And you brought up a good point earlier that we often like to silo our physical health away from our mental health. We like to put our health into different boxes, and mental health kind of goes in this box that we like to shove on the top shelf away from everything. But the reality is our head is attached to the rest of my body.
Yep.
And so we cannot talk about being physically healthy without looking at the top of the food chain, which is our minds and our emotions. We can't look at our mental health without realizing that how we treat our bodies physically plays a big role and vice versa. In other words, physical health, mental health, it is a two-way street. They are not individual entities.
Right. Exclusive. Exactly. So we're really excited about GeneSight. Talk to us about how that test works and how we could use it.
Sure, absolutely. GeneSight is a genetic test. It's been out for years now. It's not new technology per se, but it's a test that can be administered by your primary care provider, your advanced practice providers, your pediatricians. Not just a test administered by a higher level specialist or psychiatrist, but simply it's a genetic test. It's a swab in the cheek that collects your DNA. And from that DNA, we're able to look and identify how you metabolize mental health medications. When we have that information, then we can look at which medications have the highest likelihood of working well, genetically speaking, and which medications have the least likelihood of side effects. Conversely, we can see which medications have increased risks of side effects and what some of those side effects can be. So But when we have all those pieces to the puzzle, as a clinician, then I can look at my patient and say, okay, based on your diagnosis or your area of struggle, I have a more scientific roadmap or way to get to a treatment plan than just simply giving you something that I, quote, think is best for you without any other science behind the medical decision. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Because we, you know, as a clinician myself, too, it's a crapshoot sometimes. And when patients will come to me saying none of the medications work, I'm like, what did they put you on? And many people, they don't realize that I speak a lot about SSRIs and I speak about a lot of the medication choices that we have. And, you know, sometimes we do need to do some screening prior to deciding what medication would work the best, because some of these medications can actually worsen symptoms and make people suicidal, or can sometimes deepen the depression or anxiety. And so I love the idea that we have a tool that can help discern what would be the best treatment.
Right. You know, statistically speaking, less than half of patients get better on the first medication they're put on. And quite honestly, that's a terrible statistic. There's no other area of medicine where that statistic would fly. No
right.
other area. So,
true.
The fact that for many practitioners, it's okay to just make decisions on a trial and error basis. That would never work for diabetes. I'm going to test your blood sugar, and then I'm going to make a decision on which medication based on your A1C and based on what your blood sugar is. So we need to realize and kind of put mental health in the same playing field as other medical conditions and say, this needs a more science-based approach, as opposed to, okay, I'm comfortable with these medications, or maybe your neighbor took this medication, so you're comfortable with it. Let's try it out and see what you think, knowing that less than half of those people are going to come back actually feeling
right.
better. So thankfully, the studies that have been done on GeneSight over the years have proven that when this is part of a patient's treatment plan, patients see a higher level of improvement at a quicker rate of improvement. And speaking of holiday seasons, it's time. You know, the seasons are changing. Christmas is around the corner. Thanksgiving is next week. So when we talk about expediting care, when we look at the season that we're very much in already, it makes timeliness of treatment even more important.
So true. How can patients ask their provider and learn about if it's covered under insurance?
Sure. Well, GeneSight actually has great coverage. If you go to GeneSight.com, you can find out a ton more details about the test itself. You can find out about costs. But I will tell you, it is very much a myth that genetic testing equals high dollar signs. So you're going to find phenomenal coverage and low cost for this test. And for many patients, no cost at all. So I do want to just dispel that myth right now in regards to what many people think, you know, genetics, DNA, oh, that's going to be expensive. But GeneSight.com has a wealth of information there. And then if you go to GeneSight.com/holiday mental health, that's where you're going to find a lot more tips, tricks, and conversations happening about how to survive and even thrive through the holiday season.
Well, we love it. Elizabeth Johnson, thank you so much. Thank GeneSight, Myriad Genetics for this. We can't wait to have you back.
Hey, have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too, and happy Thanksgiving. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.